was empty and cold. The only thing in it besides Jimmy was screams. The volume ramped up massively as he made his way down into the basement. As he went, he noted that only one of the little lights that had once glowed so subtly beneath the thick frosted glass of the stairs was still working. One by one, the others had all gone out. Monica would probably see it as a metaphor for their vanished hopes and dreams. Or was it a simile? Jimmy wasn't sure. He wasn't bright that way, like Monica. The stairs had shone and twinkled like Piccadilly Circus a year earlier, looking as bright and jolly as Jimmy did himself as he perused the stock market on the gleaming new 17-inch MacBook that nestled on the breakfast bar among the cereal boxes. "Wow," he said. "Whatever you're getting Rupert for Christmas, it isn't enough." Monica looked up from the couch on which she was languishing, her pyjama top pulled up over her huge tummy. She was rubbing coconut oil into it in a futile attempt to ward off stretch marks.
"Why? What's he done?"
"Only saved us about 100 grand.
"How?"
"You know Gordon Brown's co-opted him onto this financial services advisory board? Well, consequently, he hears all sorts of stuff. He gave me the heads up yesterday morning to say Caledonian Granite was going to hit the wall."
"You mean the Building Society? It was all over Radio 4 this morning. It's collapsed or something.